Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 24 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Show notes are available at gettingworktowork.com/24. There's no easy way to start a podcast on this particular topic. I'm going to start with a warning, because I might be a little ranty and cynical in how I present this topic. But I know for a lot of people, this topic has really helped them grow their business. But for me, it's just been an unenjoyable experience every time that I think that it's time to go do it. The topic that I'm going to talk about this week is networking. What do you think of when you hear the word networking? You might think of a group of people sitting in some location, passing a microphone, sharing 30 seconds about their business. Or maybe you think about business owners in a room eating breakfast, listening to someone presenting on a topic. Regardless of how you feel about networking, networking is a viable way to grow your business. And I like to think of networking in two different ways. First is what I'll call the official way of thinking about networking, and that is in line with what I think a lot of business professionals think of as networking, and that's you go to a sanctioned event at a place at a specific time, and it serves a socializing and sharing purpose. But I also like to think of networking in an unofficial capacity, where you are not at a sanctioned event at a specific time and place. You are on the job. You are going about your day sharing what you do on the off chance that someone could need your services. Now, me personally, I love the unofficial form of networking, and the majority of my work has actually come from those unofficial moments where I'm just sharing about who I am and what I do with my friends and with their connections. But every time I step outside of that unofficial role of networking and go to those sanctioned events, I really have a horrible time. Regardless of how you view networking, I would encourage you to ask this most important question. Will the time and money that I invest in this group be profitable for myself and others? I've very rarely asked that question before going into a networking group, but this past experience that I had recently, I really thought about it. It's like, am I really wanting to invest time and money into this particular group? It wasn't that the group was bad, it just wasn't meeting my own expectations of what I was really looking for in a group. In this episode, I want to share 5 ways that you can improve and increase your networking opportunities. First, don't be forced into networking. If you try a group out and you don't like that group, don't go back. There are a ton of groups and opportunities out there, and a lot of them you can find on Facebook events or meetup.com. And the reason why it's important that you find a group that you feel comfortable with is because then it doesn't feel like a forced activity to where you have to participate. You're going to be real and you're going to want to hang out with those people. And that's really, in a lot of ways, what networking to me is about, is really enjoying the company of the people that you're with. Second, don't think that there is only one way that works in terms of networking. Recently, I was given the advice that in order to grow my business, I should attend more networking groups. Solid advice, but for me, that advice doesn't really work for me because I don't enjoy those events. Now, to another business owner, maybe they're an extrovert, that might be great for them. But for me, it's not enjoyable because that's not how I'm getting my business now. Third, set your expectations before you go in. Know what you are looking for so that you can be specific and ask for what you're looking for. Generally, there's a sharing component to most networking groups, and so you have an opportunity to share about your business, whether it's 15 or 30 seconds, and that's enough time to really give a pitch for what your business is and what you're looking for. But if you don't know that, you're just going to be sitting there listening to a ton of other people's 30-second speeches about their business. And after a while, things just start kind of lumping together. things start sounding the same. And you don't really think anything other than, wow, I don't know any of these people. I don't know anything that they're offering. So the more specific people can be, including yourself, the more memorable you have a chance of being. Fourth, if you've been in business for any amount of time, look at where your business is coming from. Is it coming from a sanctioned group event that you go to weekly? Or is it coming from a specific person or specific people? For myself, when I go down my receivables listings for the years, I can point to specific people that those jobs have come from. And so the more I can foster the relationships with those people, the more I have an opportunity to grow my business that way. Fifth, remember that the best way to sell your work and yourself is while you are on the job, while you're working. The other day I was filming a section of a video that I was working on, and the gentleman and I were just talking, and he's like, "Do you know so-and-so? Because I love connecting people." That was a networking opportunity that was potentially more profitable than me spending some money going to a sanctioned group and flubbing my 15 seconds because I was a little bit nervous. The pressure is a lot lower for me because I'm more comfortable in that one-on-one environment. Additionally, when you do a good job on the work that you're paid to do, the people that you work for take notice, and they're connected to people too that want to share how great of a job you did. So that is a great networking opportunity. And so these are five ways that I want to challenge myself to think differently about networking. Instead of spending my time and my money going to events, I really need to remind myself that it's about the work that I'm doing and making my customers happy. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening. I would appreciate it if you would share this podcast with your friends, subscribe on iTunes, and if you would be so kind to leave me a review letting me know how I'm doing, I would greatly appreciate it. Get in touch by sending an email. I'm at chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Or reach out on social media. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As you go about growing your business and being a creative professional is a business, I encourage you to find the ways that you will network and get your name out there. Now get out there and get to work.